Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Acquainted with the world each week on Travel with Rick Steves. Together, we'll explore fascinating sights, discover amazing food, and make new friends from near and far. Your radio is the only passport you'll need. Join us for Travel with Rick Steves, Saturday afternoons at 1 on KSJE.
Hi, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin.
And I'm Jenny Lee Ryan.
And guess what time it is?
It's time for the 0 Mile Fun Run.
Join us at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, May 18th at San Juan College Learning Commons Plaza.
Get your shirt now at ksje.com/funrun. They're $15 before the race or $20 the day of the race.
And a race is in air quotes. Join us May 18th, Saturday, the KSJE 0 Mile Fun Run.
Hi, I'm Megan, host of Radio Free Saturday Morning, the eclectic music mix beacon of the Four Corners and worldwide. Tune in to discover new music and to revel in the more familiar with no rules on genre, form, or novelty. Learn more about the origins of songs, the lives of the musicians that made them, and a wide array of interesting facts in general. It's freeform radio at its finest. Hear what you rarely hear anywhere else here on Radio Free Saturday Mornings, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. every Saturday on KSJE.
.55 Thursday morning here on KSJE, and our final segment of the morning is talking about the upcoming performance at Piedra Vista High School in Farmington that premieres tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. Joining me are two of the students involved in the production. Jenna Lytle is with me this morning. She is back. She's a senior at PV. She is also the director for the show and an actor in the show. Jenna, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you for coming back. Thank you for inviting me back.
You're welcome. It's good to have you here. Also, Danica Miller is here as well this morning. Good morning to you. You are the technical director for the high school and also the director for the show.
Yes, I directed one of the scenes.
Good for you. Congratulations and welcome back. Welcome to you for being here. And let's talk about this production of A Trip to the Moon. So who wants to tell me about the story behind the show? Jenna, what's this about? I think I can know, but maybe I don't.
So it's about the space race that takes place in 1969. It covers what was going on in that day, such as Woodstock, protests, as well as going up into space.
Got it. Okay. And it premieres tomorrow night.
It does.
Exciting.
Yeah, very
right?
Exciting.
Yeah, very everybody exciting. Ready to everybody ready? Rehearsals going well?
And
yes. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Good to go. Very, very good. Danica, what about your part with this? You said you're directing a scene?
Yes. I directed scene 2 for this show.
Uh-huh.
It's been a few years since the last time I did any sort of directing. I'm usually more on the tech side and the design side of things. So it was interesting and cool to get back into directing a little bit.
Right.
We've got some new equipment in the theater for this show, some new lighting and some new projection stuff that we're using. So I'm really excited to show that off and have our audience come in and check it out.
Very cool. And was there anything about the era of this this play that you kept in mind as you were directing or designing some of the scenes, I guess, here?
Yeah. So we wanted to go for a mid-century modern kind of look with the set design and the props. And we also kind of wanted to stick to this black and white theme. So a lot of the color scheme is black and white. Our actors' makeup it's like black and white. All of the set pieces, black and white, even the props and everything like that and the costumes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And of course, some of us that were alive back then, not you guys, I know, but it was black and white. I mean, that was it. And that was the look, right? And it was a lot of mid-century modern stuff in the 60s. And so that was kind of what things were like. And for an actor, Jenna, for you, how was that?
It was very fun trying to figure out how the characters acted during those days. I play a male role, so it was very interesting to see the differences between the male role and the female role in society as well.
Right, because in the years since the 1960s, there's been a lot of changes, especially for women, I would say, than how those roles were in the 1960s, even in the late 1960s.
Yes.
And that's what you've been learning about, I'm sure, right? And how big of a cast is it besides you two? How many more students are involved, would you say?
There's probably a little more than 20 total.
Okay.
Yeah, each scene has a unique cast, so because they all tell a separate story. Except for the first and the last one, but I won't spoil anything.
Yeah, no spoiler alerts. No, not on the air. That's true. How many scenes are there, though, in the play?
There is 7 in this one, yes.
Okay, very cool. And so the play will open tomorrow, 7 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay, up at Piedra Vista High School.
Mm-hmm.
And doors will open a little earlier than that.
6:30.
Tickets are, $5 for adults and $3 for students?
Yep.
Okay, and then if you're a staff or student at FMS, you get in for free?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, very cool. And so let me ask you one more question because we're almost running out of time here. What was your favorite part about this this story or this play? Danica, what about you?
I like how small the stories are, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's not showing us this like very grand story. It's exploring average people's lives around this time, and I think that's really interesting to see because I don't think people think about it as much when they think about the moon landings. So yeah, that's something that I really enjoy about it.
Okay, very good. Jenna, what about you? Do you have a favorite part?
I love how even though the stories don't connect, it shows a greater world of what was going on at that time. I also very much liked how all the cast and directors and crew is working very hard together.
Right. Very cool. Well, thank you both for coming in to talk about this this exciting play, A Trip to the Moon. Again, it is coming up tomorrow night and Saturday night at Piedra Vista High School, 7 o'clock. And folks can check it out and enjoy the results of all your rehearsals and practicing, everybody. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. My guest this morning from PV High School with me on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.